This is week 226 of the AMRON Net. AMRON stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net. I spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, and just as important, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. Your GMRS, FRS3, MERS3, CB3, and Ham Simplex at 146.420 are designated AMRON Channel 3 project channels. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate in those at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com for local information as well as the early check-in form located on the main page. For all those AMRON radio questions that you're afraid to ask and that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or to get information and guidance on being a net operator or Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. I'm going to say that again, sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this address to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email. We are family friendly, and we want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and help each other. Okay. Here's the AMRON Net Word of the Week, so get ready to write it down. It's to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. This word is always a vowel verse. It stands for 2 weeks at a time. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. As a reminder, you're not required to participate in the Word of the Week if you don't want to. To save time, it's not up for discussion. You may study it in your own time if you wish. So get ready. Write this down. The net word of this week is Romans 12:18. And I say again, the net word of this week is Romans 12:18. That is Romans 12:18. Okay, time for some jokes. And we get some good ones this time. Not the bear, always, but what do you call a snowman with a six pack? He's an abdominal snowman. Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts. Not to leave mom out. A mom joke has a boy asked, "Mom, can I get $20? She replies, "Does it look like I'm made of money?" He says, "Well, isn't that what MOM stands for?" Oh, boy. Anyway. Hey, listen, there's some trivia here, too, which I kind of find interesting. I hope you do. In 2018, a woman in Western Australia found the oldest known message in a bottle believed to be 132 years old. The message in a bottle was authenticated based on a handwriting sample by Dr. Ross Anderson, assistant curator of maritime archaeology at the Western Australia Museum. As BBC's reported, thousands of bottles were thrown overboard during the 69-year experiment. To date, only 662 messages and no bottles have been returned. The last bottle with a note to be found was in Denmark in 1934. This implies that more bottle notes from the same experiment may very possibly still be in bottles waiting to be discovered. Okay, the current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave, 101 Mechanic, and Rascal. The Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 in the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. The Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 checks take place at the end of the net. Okay, the order of the net is going to be as follows. First, we're going to have announcements. Then they'll do the check-ins. We'll have a readback of the online check-in confirmations, and then I'll ask for late check-ins and any visitors. We have the Amron intelligence brief, and we'll go to the Channel 3 project. Once that's finished, we'll close the net and have any discussions or questions as needed. And for announcements, ladies first, please. Karen 359, are you available?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Please, take it away.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies listening out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion, we support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Karen. Craig, 605, have you got something to say for Illinois Valley?
WRPJ, 605.
Go ahead, Craig. It's all yours.
Connecting the community, one radio at a time, serving the Illinois Valley since May 2022. IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, education, community activities, and technical assistance. Meetings every second Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. Monday night net, 7 p.m., GMRS 462-600, PL 141.3, located on $8 Mountain. Then we do an Amron FRS Channel 3 project and an Amron MERS 3 project. Wednesday night, we have a net, 7 p.m., Ham Simplex 146-420, and that's at 7 p.m. The IVAR Communication Hub will be stationed at the Farmers Market on 4 to 6 p.m. on Fridays, and that would be the last Friday of the month. Learn more about us, IVARC.org. IVARC.org at proton.me is our email. IVARC Facebook. And we have IVARC Communication Hub on YouTube. Break. I have a special announcement for the people who are interested in Cascadia. The IVARC Communication Hub will be on display, and rumblings and preparing for Cascadia will be shown. This is a premiere video just made in the last 10 months. You won't be able to see it on any... This will be a premiere hit, viewing of this. Come and check out our IVAR Communication Hub on display along with the exclusive free showing of a new documentary from Acadia on Tuesday the 8th, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction, filmed by the Oregon of Office of Resilience and Emergency Management, OREM. It addresses the disaster Oregon raise awareness of Cascadia. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. This is meant to bring the community awareness and encourage emergency preparedness. And thank you, and back to the net.
Thanks, Craig. I do want to let you know you broke up there a little bit, but your message was clear for everybody to understand, I think. And of course, they can get more information on ivark.org or .net so they can get the additional information break. Ron, I understand that you have some information about the upcoming T-Rex. Would you like to give some information on that, please?
Yes, I would. WQRR330. You've all heard us talking about T-Rex, and you're wondering what T-Rex is. Well, T-Rex is Ameron's way of practicing for a grid down, or at least a communications outage. And T-Rex is coming up July 25, 26, and the 27th. Stand by. So T-Rex is a nationwide exercise, but you're going to get the opportunity to participate if you want to. And what that involves is when there is information that needs to be passed locally, it will come down through me. I will be announcing information on MERS Channel 3 during this T-Rex, and it will be at the top of the hour each time on MERS Channel 3. And I will read that message, and then I will give anyone an opportunity, if they want to copy that message. Stand by. If you want to copy that message, you want to get a message form printed out so you can copy the message onto that message form. And if you go to soameron.com, southernoregonameron.com, up at the top of the page there's a deal that says forms. Click that, and that will get you in the area to where you can download the message form to take this message on. Right? Once I get done with MERS, if I've got time, I will go to the 146.420 channel and do the same thing. But we want everybody an opportunity to talk back and forth, and if you don't have a license, you can't do it on the 146.420. So we're going to do it on MERS Channel 3, and that's how it's going to happen so far. If there's any change, we'll talk about it as we go along. But anyway, that's what I've got, and back to net control.
Seven, comment. Hey, Ron, what day was that again? Were you going to do it on Saturday or Sunday?
July 25, 26, and 27th.
Copy that. You're going to do it all 3 days. And is there a certain time?
Yeah, we'll start early in the morning and finish up later at night. We generally don't do anything over dark hours, but it'll be pretty much all day long, those 3 days. Well, Saturday, the final day, it ends. Sunday, the final day, it ends a little bit earlier. But anyway, that's the plan.
Copy that. Top of the hour, every hour, there will be a message. Okay, thank you. WRKV487, back to net.
Not necessarily. There will only be messages when I have something to pass. So you'll have to be listening on the hour in case I have something. If not, there won't be anything.
Seven copies. Back to net.
Back to net.
WRUA 709. Thanks, Ron. And thanks, Kimber, for getting some more clarification. We'll, I'm sure there's more on the website, too, so you can look into that if you want to if you can't remember or you want to get more information about it. Okay, so this is WRUA 709. You are listening to the GMRS Amron Directed Net on the NV725 repeater in Grants Pass, Oregon. It's time to move to check-ins. So please check in with your full call sign, your name, a basic location, a stat rep, and the word of the week if you choose to be involved. And, for example, this is WRUA 709. I'm in New Hope. My stat rep is green. And the word of the week is Jeremiah 49:37. We're going to start it off with WQRR 330. Ron.
This is WQRR 330. Ron. I'm in Colonial Valley. Stat rep is green, and the net word of the week is Romans 12:18.
Thank you, Ron. I've got WQWL 251. Marty.